This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Give us a call at 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Ian.
So, Johnson, luxury beliefs coming to us from the New York Post. I started reading this when I was outside just now, and I find the implications of it when I, in that very limited time frame, to actually sit down and think about it, to just be mind-blowing.
Yeah, I read this story and I was taken aback by the, I don't know, the leaps in logic that are performed very acrobatically in this story. So I definitely want to cover it and see, you know, what the take is. I think that it's manipulative, but let's just get into it. So, a story here by Rob Henderson from the New York Post, who goes on to say, a former classmate from Yale recently told me, monogamy is kind of outdated and not good for society. So I asked her what her background is and if she planned to marry, and she said she comes from an affluent family and works at a well-known technology company. Yes, she personally intends to have a monogamous marriage, but quickly added that marriage shouldn't have to be for everyone. She was raised by a traditional family. She planned on having a traditional family, but she maintained that traditional families are old-fashioned and society should evolve beyond them. What could explain this?
So basically, she has all these beliefs, but it doesn't actually put them into
practice.
Yeah, practice in her own life.
Yeah, and so she's saying, and hey, I can understand that, sure. Who's, you know, especially any libertarian, I believe that, you know, anyone should be able to use whatever substance, put whatever substance they want in their body, for example. Mm-hmm. I don't do it myself, but I believe everyone should have freedom. I have a principled belief in freedom, which means making some decisions that I'm not necessarily going to make for myself. However,
true, but you wouldn't necessarily say that using drugs will make the world a better place, right?
Sure.
She's saying
I would, with some drugs.
I would maybe say that, too. But, you know, she's saying that these ideas...
Actually, no, and historically I have said that I believe that if, you know, alcohol was replaced with marijuana, absolutely the world would be a better place.
So, I think that's true.
You know, yeah.
Replace them both with shrooms and we'll make the world even better.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
But my point being that here she's making the claim, according to the author, that monogamy is not good for society, but yet
right.
She is engaging in that behavior.
Right. So he goes on to say, what could explain this? In the past, upper-class Americans used to display their social status with luxury goods. Today, they do it with luxury beliefs.
And I find that to be an extremely profound statement. Johnson, I gathered from your synopsis of the article that you generally disagree with it, but I find that disparity between the statements of the upper class, if it's true that, you know, non-traditional families are destructive, while they maintain traditional family structures and promote them actively, where they are adopted by lower classes as a mechanism for them keeping the lower classes from rising above into new stations.
I don't think that there's that level. I want to go through the story before we get too far into it, because I think, you know, yes, I don't necessarily agree with this, but I don't entirely disagree with it either. But so he goes on to say here, people care a lot about social status. In fact, research indicates that respect and admiration from our peers are even more important than money for our sense of well-being.
Well, this has become a thing with younger generations, right? Like the Monopoly for Millennials game jokes about it by instead of earning money, you're supposed to earn experiences
right.
in that game.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, people are all about likes.
Right.
On social media, young people.
Because they don't have any money to actually spend on anything.
Right.
Well, we feel pressure to display our status in new ways. This is why fashionable clothing always changes. But as trendy clothes and other products become more accessible and affordable, there is increasingly less status attached to luxury goods. The upper classes have found a clever solution to this problem. Luxury beliefs. These are ideas and opinions that confer status on the rich at a very little cost, while taking a toll on the lower class. One example of luxury belief is that all family structures are equal. This is not true. Evidence is clear that families with two married parents are the most beneficial for young children, and yet affluent, educated people raised by two married parents are more than likely, are more likely than others to believe that monogamy is outdated, marriage is a sham, or that all families are the same.
Well, that's factually incorrect. Evidence is not clear that families with two married parents are, in fact, the most beneficial for young children.
You can
really? You can have three married parents, four married parents, five married parents. There really isn't any evidence saying, oh, no, we need just two. Just two.
Right.
I
think they were comparing two versus one. So, yeah, if you're going to say that having more parents than two is beneficial, I think you might be right, as long as that's a loving relationship between those people.
And stable.
But wouldn't you agree, though, that there's a big difference between having two parents or more and just one parent?
Well, if their contention here is that, you know, monogamy is outdated, then what they're effectively implying here is that monogamy is superior to polygamy or polyamory.
Who's implying that?
The author of this article, by jumping straight from a discussion of marriage into how two married parents is preferable for young children.
Yeah, he may have that.
I think
that
he's
position.
Also suggesting that more than likely people who are affluent are coming from monogamous married family.
I don't think he's thinking outside of the box and even considering three, four, or five parent families. That's pretty an unusual situation.
I think that's exactly what he's trying to get at.
No, I don't think so at all. Typically, when people talk about marriage, they're comparing it, or a relationship like that, two-parent household, they're comparing it to a single-parent household or foster children or whatever. I mean, in which case, I think everyone would agree that having two parents is better than those other two situations.
I think he's also not making
abusive.
A comparison of traditional beliefs, to non-traditional beliefs, and making a comparison of the stability of those traditional, the beliefs of typically affluent people, right? Typically, people who are coming from, I would say, monogamous hetero relationships of the past, because that's historically been the sort of modus operandi of most of the world in terms of how society has treated those people in terms of money and allowing them to rise to influence and power. So it's kind of a chicken and egg situation when you are making this kind of comparison. And that's part of why I think that this argument that this guy is making is flawed, because I don't think that it's... Again, it's because of the chicken and egg situation. If you're basing everything based on what affluent people, like their beliefs, it's like, did the beliefs bring them to affluence, or is the affluence, you know, was it there in advance and it's just these beliefs are being passed down? So I don't think, you know, again, I don't think that it's necessarily the beliefs that are causing the affluence in some cases for some of what he's talking about. So he goes on to say, upper-class people don a luxury belief to separate themselves from the lower class. Relax attitudes about marriage trickle down to the working class and the poor. In the 1960s, marriage rates between upper-class and lower-class Americans were nearly identical. But during this time, affluent Americans loosened social norms, expressing skepticism about marriage and monogamy. So, you know, he's saying, again, so this is another thing indicating that loosened social norms. He is attacking anything that's outside of what it would be traditionally considered normative.
And he's claiming that it was upper-class Americans that somehow propagated these belief systems, it sounds like?
Yeah, that's what he's claiming.
To the lower class?
Yeah, that's what he's claiming.
Well, I mean, one of the two groups has reach. You know, they control mm-hmm. the education system, the state, and all of that. So if they had a belief system that they did want to push, then they could do so, while the lower class...
More effectively,
yeah.
So He goes on, this luxury belief contributed to the erosion of the family. Today, the marriage rates of affluent Americans are nearly the same as they were in the 1960s, but working class people are far less likely to get married. Furthermore, out of wedlock birth rates are more than 10 times higher than they were in 1960, mostly among the poor and the working class.
More on this. Yeah, there's so much more to talk about because he's got other examples that absolutely have to be dove into. 855-450-3733. What do you think about the author making the contention that monogamy is outdated? 855-450-FREE.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free. Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Take control of the airwaves by giving us a call at 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Ian.
And if you operate a retail business and are looking for a way to accept cryptocurrency, then you should visit HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. It's brought to us by the people who created AnyPay, which is a payment processing software that runs on any mobile device. I think it's available on iOS and Android. Available on Android. You simply set it up. It takes 5 minutes. At the most, it takes 5 minutes for you to be accepting Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Litecoin, and probably some other.
They've got 11 cryptos right now.
Now you know it's available on iOS.
Yeah. It is indeed. Go to HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com to find out how you can get started taking Bitcoin at your brick-and-mortar business. Help yourself by helping other people. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. So, we've been talking about
luxury beliefs.
And
it's a new concept for me. Yeah, I've never heard this crazy before.
The contention is that affluent people seldom have kids out of wedlock, but are more likely than others to express the luxury belief that doing so is of no consequence.
Yep.
I feel like that's misleading. You know, I don't think it's being born out of wedlock that is necessarily the problem as much as it is being born out of a stable environment.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many of these people who are born out of wedlock are born to 17-year-olds, 18-year-olds, people who are not prepared to raise a child.
Right.
And I think the problem there is people having kids at too young of an age, not whether or not they're married.
Sure. I mean, that's just a question of unplanned pregnancies.
Yeah, and that can happen to affluent people who then, you know, their families don't take care of them. You know, that can happen too, right?
So, but an affluent family is more likely to be able to take care of.
Is not different. You know, there's a difference there between ability and willingness, right? So, you know, sometimes affluent families, they're like, you're on your own. You know, like, bye. You know, that can happen too.
Sure.
Wouldn't a forced, in quotation marks, abortion be the most likely scenario in those sorts of
situations?
From
an affluent family?
Yeah.
It depends on their religious beliefs.
Right. Well,
does it?
I think it does, yeah.
Interestingly enough here, another luxury belief is that religion is irrational or harmful. Members of the upper class are most likely to be atheists or non-religious, but they have the resources and access to thrive without the unifying social edifice of religion.
I don't even know what that's supposed to mean. The unifying social edifice of religion, the suggestion that you can be more successful if you join a church? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that would be the suggestion. Is that, and I don't think that that's a wrong suggestion at all. It's probably one of the strongest ways to tie into any community is to join a church and to get to know everyone in the church and the community and develop a relationship.
Okay, but that's just networking.
Yeah, but it's really easy source of networking, right?
Okay.
You know?
I mean, you can also go join the Lions Club or, you know, Kiwanis.
Which are typically religiously affiliated organizations.
Are they? Okay, yeah. I've never joined them, so I have no idea.
Well, let's get into the phones. We've got Vegan calling in from Utah. Vegan, you are on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, hello. How's it going?
Good. What's on your mind?
Speaking of luxury beliefs.
So I'm just calling. I'm not calling to try and convince any of you to switch to vegan. I just want to call and talk about why I think within the next few years, whether it's 3, 5, or 10, everyone's going to be pretty much everyone's going to be vegan.
Really?
And what the consequences are going to be of that.
I want to hear this. Why is almost everyone going to be vegan in the next decade?
So the reason is first of all, no one needs to eat meat or dairy.
Well, no one needs to eat those things, but they're tasty.
No one needs to eat vegetables,
sure.
Either, really.
True.
Yeah, so,
yeah. Daryl never ate vegetables for a long time.
Right.
I would like to say I agree with your premise, but not your timeline.
All right, let's keep this going. I want to hear the rest.
Yeah, so, I mean, humans need to eat plants. And so the argument,
yeah,
like you said, don't.
Dude, we had a co-host, seriously, for years here on Free Talk Live who never ate vegetables.
I mean, wasn't
I didn't say vegetables. I said
also
plants.
Overweight then?
He was quite overweight.
I said plants.
But he didn't start eating veggies. Hold on. He didn't start eating veggies when he lost the weight, though.
Oh, he didn't?
No.
Okay.
I didn't say vegetables. I said plants. Humans need plants, but we don't need vegetables. I'm not saying vegetables.
Well, yeah, I mean, you need plants to...
You need a lot of bananas. So,
are you talking like plucking some leaves out of a tree here?
Carbon dioxide to oxygen?
Right.
I'm just saying... Well, humans need carbohydrates to power their brains. So, I mean, if you don't eat plants, whether it's...
That's not true. You can power your brain with ketones.
No, you cannot live without some kind of plant, without carbohydrates. You have to have carbohydrates. But regardless, the only argument, like you said, Ian, anybody can have is that it's tasty. And the thing is that's a really weak argument to say, well, I'm gonna cause the suffering and death of animals just so I can enjoy some taste.
So you're all right with causing the suffering of plants, though?
Well, plants don't have nervous systems, so they're not suffering.
How do you know that?
So,
how do you know they're not suffering? I've heard plants scream when you kill them. You just can't hear it.
But regardless, humans.
Yeah,
don't
you just don't
want to
hear it, do
dairy.
You?
There are actually studies that.
I'm not trying to convince you.
Plants communicate through pheromones, and that one plant can actually react to
it being cut.
The harm of a nearby plant being.
Plants feel it, buddy. How do you feel now? Laugh it up. You laughing at their pain? Are you laughing at the plant's pain?
Yes, I'm laughing at the plant's pain.
What a sick man.
I mean, the reality here is that life feeds on life, so you're going to have to cause suffering to something if you want to continue your own existence, right? So if it was to be proven to be 100% true that you were causing suffering to plants by eating them, what would your position be?
Again, humans have to eat plants to survive. We cannot eat plants. We don't need to eat meat or dairy. But again,
okay, so you're not willing
to
kill yourself in order to help the poor plants out.
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
So it's really all about you, isn't it?
It is all about me.
Okay.
But it's not all about me. It's really it's very hard for people who eat meat to have a good argument. You don't need to eat meat,
you don't need to
eat plants either.
I mean, you can just sit there and die.
Let me just finish. I want to get through these points really quick. You can disagree with me if you'd like. Another thing is the majority of vegans are women. So if you're a single male and you want to hook up, you're going to have to become a vegan because they probably won't want to date you. Okay. Another thing
Hold on. Johnson is challenging you here. He's saying that's not true. I will say this. It does seem like, at least on the dating apps, that there's a lot of women that are into vegan/vegetarian.
I dated a former vegan.
Yes, and you converted her?
Yeah.
We now both eat keto, and she has lost a significant amount of weight.
Nice.
Because I am diabetic and have to eat keto because a vegan diet is not compatible with me to be able to eat anything. That I would have to eat so restrictive, it would be ridiculous.
Well, and that's interesting that she's lost weight when she left veganism.
Oh, yeah, because veganism is ridiculously unhealthy if you're not eating the right types of foods. Because it's very easy to eat garbage on a vegan diet because there's so much bread and sugar and gross, awful, disgusting food.
More coming up.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says recession. What recession?
We're right now the number one country anywhere in the world by far as an economy.
Speaking at the White House on Tuesday, President Trump says he thinks the word recession is inappropriate and claims the media just likes to use it. The president also says he's considering possible tax cuts.
We're talking about indexing, and we're always looking at the capital gains tax, payroll tax.
Actor Jussie Smollett will have to wait a little bit longer to hear if the city of Chicago's lawsuit against him will proceed. Today, a federal judge postponed making a decision until October. The city is suing the former Empire actor for $130,000 to be reimbursed, money it spent investigating a fake hate crime. Your final numbers on Wall Street for Tuesday, the Dow lost 173 points, NASDAQ fell 54, S&P lost 23. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, like, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Are humans just rampaging, murdering animals, slaughtering and eating other animals? Or can we go feast in the fields like the cattle? With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Ian.
And let's get right back into this discussion with Vegan. Vegan, are you still with us?
I am, yeah.
Perfect. You were making a point there before we went out. I would like you to, recapitulate the points that you were attempting to convey.
Well, generally, I think he's trying to convince folks that no one will be eating meat in, what'd you say, 5 to 10 years?
Yeah, anywhere from 3 to 10 years, I'm thinking.
That's really optimistic.
Yeah, I would say possibly within the next 500 years we will see that. Certainly within the next 1,000. But I
don't think you'll ever see it.
I don't see it happening in this lifetime. I think there would probably still be outliers even then.
There's always going to be the pro-meat group. I mean, even if they're
the underground living in the sewers eating the rats, rat burgers.
So how did you come to this timeline? What do you see changing in the world today that makes you think in 3 to 10 years no one will be eating meat? Or dairy products.
Well, I mean, so the biggest thing is going to be nutrition. And I know one of you was saying that there are unhealthy vegans out there. And yes, there are. There's definitely junk food vegans. They eat garbage. They eat cookies and donuts and fries. But really, the healthy vegan diet is a no-oil, whole-food, plant-based diet. And it's curing people their diseases. It's curing heart disease. It's curing cancer. It's curing... Alzheimer's.
These statements have not been approved by the FDA.
But regardless, it's curing diseases, and we have a disease epidemic in this country, and it's starting to go around the world as well. And it's also so beneficial for the environment. It's cheaper if you eat a healthy vegan diet than a meat diet.
Food diets cost more money. I've seen those organic fruit prices.
No. But how much?
No, you don't have to go organic. Just to be vegan, you don't
true. Rice?
Huh?
Yeah, but how much is a pound of rice? Or
if it's not organic, then you're killing bugs and caterpillars and stuff, right?
Yep.
Well, and I hate to say vegan. I called in and said vegan. I'm actually not vegan. I'm 100% whole food plant based. I'm not a hardcore vegan that's against killing bugs, whatever.
So have you heard of nutritarianism?
I have not.
I think I've run across that term. There's a doctor, I think,
Joel
that.
Furman.
What is it?
Furman.
It's it doesn't require veganism, but it's essentially, for the most part, an almost vegan diet where the whole goal of the diet is to consider the nutritional value of the food. In other words, how many vitamins and how many phytonutrients and, macronutrients are in the food versus the satiety of the food, too, versus the amount of calories. So essentially, you want to get the most nutrient-dense food for the calorie, and then bump that up so that's the primary food that you're eating. So it would be greens, onions, mushrooms, berries, seeds, nuts, and like a little bit of fruit as well, and not things like bread or too much meat or dairy or any of that. Well, I did that diet for a while, and it's supposed to be a diet that weight melts off of you. I gained weight.
Everybody's different, right?
Everybody's different. And my body is super geared to take the sugar out of anything. So carbohydrates of any type in that diet is heavy on beans. And I, just turn beans into sugar. just how I work, unfortunately. So, not all these diets, this stuff is not everybody is the same.
Yeah, there's not one solution for everybody out there. But you truly believe, Mr. Vegan, that everybody's going to go in this direction?
As long as they choose to do that, I don't care. I have to interject quickly. As long as they don't do this to their pets. The people out there making their cats and their dogs vegans need to burn in hell for eternity.
Well, dogs are actually omnivores, so they can actually eat a...
You will kill your dog, dude. You will kill your dog. You will make it miserable, unhappy, and it will lose its hair. It will die in misery.
I haven't researched, but I don't know if there's any essential amino acids they need from meat. Humans don't get any essential amino acids from meat, so all my research says we're herbivores.
Humans and dogs are different species.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now.
If you're really caring about the life of the dog, just put a steak and a pile of vegetables in a room and let the dog make the decision. And then you'll find out what its diet is, right? Because you'll naturally be giving it the choice.
I love it.
And really, really quick, I just want to let you know, I think that the world is going to go vegan. And I think the result of this is you're going to see drug companies losing tons of money as people are getting healthy, and the medical industry is going to lose a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't understand. You're out of your mind.
Yeah,
because, your snack cakes aren't going anywhere, and neither are your nacho fries.
This is a man who's never worked in restaurants, fast food, grocery stores, has never observed what people buy and what people eat. I mean, come on, man, you don't know what you're talking about.
But if you look at Europe, veganism is booming there. They have they're saying 75 million vegans there now.
Socialism is booming there as well.
Is nothing.
They'll starve one way or another.
75 sure. million is
but
nothing.
I'm just letting you know. I think it's booming, and I think it's a great industry to get into. Regardless of whether you're vegan or not, I think it's a great industry to invest in. That's all I'm saying.
I definitely agree with that.
Thank you for the call tonight. Well, the Beyond Burger thing blew up. I mean, their stock went crazy. I mean, there's no doubt that the vegan/vegetarian products are better now than they've been in the past.
Yeah.
They're going to become more competitive. You know, the Beyond and the Impossible companies, whoever those people are, obviously they want to make their products more efficient. They want to bring the price down. They want, surely they want their burgers to be the same price or cheaper than the meat version. And if you can make a vegetarian burger that is competitively tasty and competitively priced, then you will start to gain converts. Whether or not you're going to convert everybody, come on, everybody's never going to do the thing you want them to do, ever. They're never going to become libertarians. They're never going to become, you know, vegetarians or whatever it is you want everybody to do. Life just doesn't work that way.
And here's the easy libertarian answer to this, right? Why is there such a huge difference between America and Europe, right? It's the government, stupid. It always is. So what has happened? So the government in the United States has subsidized, first of all, dairy, but also corn and potatoes are the most massively subsidized vegetable. And what has happened? Oh, we turn all these things, right, that are subsidized by the government into sugar. And the difference between what has happened in Europe, Europe eats tons of meat, tons of bread, tons of cheese, right? All things that should be making them huge. What's the difference? The difference is in the United States, and this is just so flatly just obvious if you look into it at all, there is sugar added to everything. Everything. Things that you wouldn't think should have sugar in them. Sriracha, ketchup. You know, those are obvious, you know, obviously have sugar. Pick up almost any salad dressing. Mm-hmm. You want to eat healthy and be a vegan? Pick up your salad dressing, because your salad dressing is probably loaded with sugar. You know, oh, you're going to have a soup, right? It's nice, salty, delicious soup. Oh, they probably added sugar. Why? Because salt and sugar together with a combination of a little bit of fat is addictive. So everything is loaded with sugar in this country.
Like, I believe
loaded
it.
With it.
And I mean, that would be a sensible reason that the rates of obesity and diabetes have increased as they have throughout the last several decades.
Yeah, that's the reason why nobody's going to give up on ice cream anytime soon.
Yeah. I love burgers. If they have salt and sugar in them and the fat and it's making me addicted to them, that's fine. I enjoy it.
Right. What's wrong with a good, juicy hamburger followed by a nice ice cream cone? I mean, those are two of the best things in life.
I think, though, that when you're aware of it, there's a huge difference of when it's a product that you wouldn't think it's going to be in that they're adding sugar to secretively.
Right. But he was saying dairy's going to go away, too.
Right.
Not just saying meat was going to go away, but also dairy's going to go away. And that, okay, well, I don't know what vegan ice cream tastes like, but I bet you
I don't want to know.
Actually, it's delicious.
All right, I'll believe it when I try it.
855-450-3733. What do you think about vegan ice cream?
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Ian. And I think we're going to get back into the luxury beliefs later, right?
I would say veganism is absolutely a luxury belief, so yeah. Absolutely.
I was going to suggest that it was, but then again, if the prices keep coming down of these products, it will no longer be a luxury belief.
Well, what makes it a luxury belief, as this author has characterized them, is that the upper class will talk about how great, you know, veganism is,
but they themselves won't do it.
Right.
I see.
So, what's going on with My Magic Mud?
So, My Magic Mud, you want to talk about an affordable, healthy alternative to, these chemical toothpastes and such? It's a black tooth powder. And it's made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth. This is their original product, is the tooth powder, but they've since come out with toothpaste and mouthwash, all natural products available at most health food stores, by the way. Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, and even Walmart's Natural Beauty aisle. And you know when you've made it to Walmart, you've made the big time. So kudos to the folks over at My Magic Mud. They've done a great job. It's a great product, and they're liberty-minded folks who are behind the company as well. So go to MyMagicMud.com. You don't need to go to the store because you can get it for 20% off with code FTL20. That's FTL, like Free Talk Live. FTL20 for 20% off at MyMagicMud.com.
Awesome. Well, let's get right back into the phones. We've got Bad Slave calling in. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you, sir. And
ma'am.
No problem.
Question.
What's on your mind?
I know someone, the guy on the previous segment about veganism said that people can't survive on meat alone, or, you know.
He said they can't survive without eating plants, I think is what he said.
Plants, right. Well, they're,
which is
there's a family, and they're famous. The Petersons, the Michaela and Jordan Peterson are on, I know Michaela is on straight beef diet, And I don't know that that Jordan, her father, is actually taking more than just beef. But she had to use an elimination diet to find out what she could eat when she was younger. She's a very, very intelligent person, just like Jordan Peterson. And
I don't know if I agree with your characterization of Jordan Peterson as very intelligent.
Well, I don't know anything about him. You're not listening to him very much if you don't think he's intelligent. So
that's true. I tend to avoid people who I don't think are intelligent.
So what about this guy's family? I'm sorry, I missed what you were saying.
They only eat meat.
That they found out that their health was dependent on them eating meat exclusively.
Now, aren't there diets? I mean, Johnson, you've studied a lot of these diets. Aren't there these diets where they specifically eat a bunch of meat, like bacon and whatever else?
I mean, this is potentially true of a carnivorous diet.
That's keto.
There's a ketogenic diet that's mostly, you know, where you're consuming less than, you know, under 100, under 50, under 20 carbs a day, depending on the level at which you're eating at.
Is that like the old Atkins diet?
Atkins is much more lenient than keto is, actually. Keto is really... keto. Atkins would be considered like a low-carb diet, maybe in a higher protein level. Keto is specifically a high-fat diet.
Hmm.
Like, specifically eating a lot of fat, along with, you know, fair amounts of protein, and severely limiting carb intake.
The woman, Michaela, she just had a baby, a healthy baby, and I don't know... If the baby's yet on meat only, but
I would imagine not.
Well, you know, I would imagine she's breastfeeding them, so indirectly maybe meat only. And her experience, I listened to a couple of her videos, and she had an amazing discovery experience. After having very, you know, just depression and terrible health, and she had rheumatoid arthritis or something. She had joints replaced as a teenager.
Jeez.
So there was definitely a health problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that health problem, according to her, and she looks good now, is going away. And she eats 100% beef. She doesn't even put salt and pepper on it, I don't think.
That's gross.
Whatever it is, it works. If she thinks that's what helped her, then that's great.
Sure. Well, there's a lot to be said about the placebo effect anyway.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
Her solution, what she eats, I mean, she'll just basically take a slab of ground beef, fry it up, and eat it. This is what this woman does.
I don't know how she prepares it. Maybe she eats it raw. Some people eat the stuff raw. The fact is that she did a full elimination diet. And, you know, everything that she was eating, she took it away and saw what happened. And then she would, you know, put it back and eventually got down to where she could eat beef. And she was, you know, more than fantastic.
So what about you, Bad Slave? Are you going to go one direction or the other? Are you going to go all vegetarian, vegan? Are you going to go all beef, or do you like variety?
I've been omnivorous all my life, and I don't see any reason why I shouldn't stay there. I'm leaning away from carbs. I've almost eliminated, you know, bread and wheat from
my
diet.
Helped? Has that helped you?
Oh, yeah.
Weight?
No, I, you know, during, you know, like a couple decades ago, I was so handicapped by inflammation in my hips that I couldn't walk, and now I can get around. I ride my bicycle, and even though it's an electric bike, I still have to pump the pedals, go up hills, I use the pedals.
Glad that's working out for you.
Yeah, no, it made a huge difference, and you know, I lost some weight, and you know, they put me on a low carb diet when I was in jail, and
I actually gained weight when I was in jail. Thanks for the call tonight, appreciate it.
I am fortunate in that I can eat whatever I want and not gain weight. So the whole dieting thing is fascinating to me because it's also true that what works for one person isn't necessarily going to work for another. I would not dare to suggest that most people could spend a month and a half living almost entirely off Burger King and not gain a pound like I once did.
Mm.
But it happened to me.
I actually, when I first... So a long time ago, I was a lot heavier than I am now, and I had lost a considerable amount of weight eating actually largely at Burger King, but burger salads, essentially. So I would get, and I wouldn't have any dressing because the dressing has sugar in it, right? It's loaded with sugar. There's all these hidden sugars and things. So I would get a burger with mayonnaise and just on a bed of lettuce and, you know, occasionally, you know, maybe some kind of vinegar or like a lemon or something like that. But essentially I was having burger salads the longest time, and that was a good way of losing weight as well. But I think it also depends on, you know, besides just what you're eating and how much you're eating, but it also depends on your level of physical activity, too. You know, like,
sure.
Are you doing a lot of walking? Are you doing a lot of running all the time? Well, then you're going to be able to have more calories, you know. As your job is sitting in front of a computer screen all day and then you don't do anything else, you're not, you have to limit yourself to something, right?
For sure.
So, veganism may in fact be a luxury belief, to get back into that. It would seem to me that it is, because I don't, at the moment at least, veganism isn't cost effective for the lower class, for the poor. You know, regardless of what the caller earlier said, I know from experience that just eating vegetarian is more expensive. So I can't imagine how much more expensive it is to find a belt that isn't made out of leather, to find shoes that don't contain leather.
I don't know if I agree with that, because you could, I mean, easily, you know, rice and beans, you know, rice, beans, maybe some basic stuff like bananas, something like that. You can get a whole lot of that stuff.
But those are not healthy vegan diets.
Yeah, true. I guess that's true. I'm just sort of saying, I guess there's some staples that you could supplement with to add on top of the expensive vegetables. Meat is really pricey still. You know, to get...
I mean, if we were going to go that far, you could just eat nothing but rice all day, every day. Technically, yeah. You'd be vegan, right?
It's true, right?
It takes a little more than just actually caloric consumption,
right,
to not, you know, die of malnutrition. More to talk about on this subject and other awesome subjects. Apparently, the U.S. and Russia are in sort of a hot-headed match about who has the best missiles. We'll be back with those stories in just a moment.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge. Featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Brose, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone, is often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDarkBags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.